as you lift our voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, say.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Do it better for the Lord as you take your seat. One more time, go to Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 to 12. Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 to 12. Tonight, I am going to pray with you concerning your financial destiny. Can I hear an amen? Oh, can I hear an amen? The Bible makes us understand from the story of Gideon that there are spirits or there are enemies that can impoverish a people. There are enemies that can impoverish. There is a spirit of poverty and hardship when it's working in your life. No matter what you do, no matter your hard work, no matter what you do, you become a victim of struggle. You become a victim of difficult situations. You become a victim of limitations. And so, as much as you do the seesawing, you do the hard work, all the other factors, you must make sure that prayer is in position. Can I hear an amen? Oh, can I hear an amen? Prayer deals with the spirit of Midian. The spirit of Midian. Ahuhuma. Omu meki shua se nipa ndiye. So I pray for everyone here under the sound of my voice. Any spirit that has received your address, that has received your name, that is making sure that no matter your effort, it will not be well with you, I command that spirit to be defeated tonight. Let your amen be the loudest if you are here. Clap your two hands and say, every spirit of Midian with my address, committed to my failure, say you are a liar. Say, as I clap my hands, I conquer you tonight. I conquer you tonight. I defeat you tonight. Clap your two hands and defeat them tonight. Oh yes, Father, we give you glory. And so tonight, when we rise up in prayer, don't joke, because it is very, very important. Amen. Malachi chapter 3, quickly. And let me share some few things with you. What I call, we are still in a season where the Lord has instructed me to teach you about tithing. So I'll teach a little about tithing and then we will go into the warfare prayers. If you don't understand what I'm teaching you, your warfare prayer will not work, because your warfare prayer is one side, but this is the other side. If you are someone who is not into tithing, there is no way you can win against the enemy that fights against finances. There's no way, because tithing is one key weapon. And that is why I'm being careful to obey God and to teach you the blessings of tithing. Clap your two hands. The blessings of engaging the tithes. The blessings of tithing. Malachi 3, verse 8 to 12. And we are all going to read it. Pay attention and let's read together. One, go. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and in offerings. Are you reading with me? In tithes and in offerings. Verse 9. He says, you are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. So that means that people can be under a curse, whether from God or from the enemy, that can make you poor. A curse can make you poor. So tonight, one of the prayers we will rise up to pray is against the curse that brings poverty. It may be working through your father's house. It may be working through your surname. It may be something that is working in your house. It may be something that is working in your destiny. It can be a curse. Either God lays a curse on someone because of tithelessness, because you don't pay tithe, or the enemy can also lay a curse on someone because of other reasons. Do you get what I'm saying? Because of other reasons, but at least this verse makes us understand that a curse can bring poverty. He said, you are cursed with a curse, even the whole nation. So a whole family can be under a curse. A whole group can be under a curse. I declare over someone here that any curse responsible for your struggle, I command that curse breaks from tonight. Your amen is looking for a recharge card. And so we are still reading verse 10. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. And I've explained to you that you use a newer version to say, bring all the tithes into my storehouse that there may be resources. That there may be resources. But now we don't bring plantain and cassava and cocoyam here. We bring resources, financial resources, that there may be resources in my house. Go on and try me now, or do this and test me, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. So do this and see if I will not open the windows and pour a blessing. So it means that if God wants to change the destiny of a man, he opens window. I pray that God will open your windows. Sɛ nyame pɛ sɛ ɔhyira nipa na ɔsesa ne hyɛbrɛ a ade baako a nyame ɛyɛ ne sɛ obie ɔsoro mfɛnsɛn tɛne nnwumerɛ yi wobɛbɔ mpae sɛ nyame ɔhu mmɔbɔ na ɔmbie ɔsoro mfɛnsɛn ma wo ka amen. And he says that, and when he opens the windows of heaven, he will pour such a blessing that you will not have enough bank account to contain it. Yeah, there are some monies when it enters into your bank account, then the Interpol will start looking for you. The security apparatus in the country, they'll start investigating you. Because when they see the amount of money that has landed, they'll start investigating. What work do you do? What do you do? They understand? That means that it's money that they don't expect your account to be able to handle. I pray that the year 2025, are you receiving that prophecy at all? I pray that the year 2025, may the Lord release a blessing that people will begin to investigate you. If your amen is loud, it will happen for you. Sometimes when we are saying things like this and we are prophesying things like this, you will be asking yourself, how can this be? But I came to speak to you that it will be by the power of the Holy Spirit. Not by your might or by your power, but by the power of the Holy Ghost. One connection can change your financial destiny forever. I am telling you, one connection, one job, you can land one contract. I know a certain man of God who was doing church in his living room. He and his wife, he didn't have members. His church was not working. And yet he used to talk big. He used to say big things. And sometimes we have been questioning in our mind that, talent, this man, he had faith. Wow, I know him, but he was a friend to my pastor. And he used to talk big, and yet he has no members. Like, he was struggling in his hall, doing church in his living room. No wonder do we know that in just a matter of some few years, this man was going to ride the Land Cruiser. This man was going to be in duplex. How did it happen? Somewhere, somehow, he got a connection to the Speaker of Parliament and landed a contract by the Ghana Parliament, the just ended Parliament. He landed a contract to supply diaries and supply some things for the government. And by the time he finished, a poor man who didn't have anything to eat, who could not afford a store for a church, who could not afford to rent a space for a church, is riding in a Land Cruiser. I am not talking about what is in Nigeria. I'm talking about somebody I know, somebody who I relate to it. I call yes, sir, but had nothing. I declare over your life, you don't know how God is going to do it, but just believe it. Because one day you will sleep a poor man, but you will wake up a rich man. One day you will sleep a single person, but you will wake up a married person. One day you will sleep an uneducated person, but you will wake up and you will graduate. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Until today, the man's life has changed. Just by one connection to the Speaker of Parliament. Just by one connection, he was given just a contract. His life has changed. His life has changed. And so sometimes, stop calculating. Because one door can open. That the way you are walking hopelessly, people will start looking at you as their celebrity. If you are the one, say, I am the one. Verse 11 says, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord of hosts. What does that mean? That means that one of the things that makes people poor is the operation of a devourer. Say, the operation of a devourer. That means that something that destroys, a destroyer, the operation of a destroyer. That is where you are gathering, but they are destroying it. That is where you are working hard, but troubles upon troubles, and they seem to destroy it. With sickness, with problems in your father's house, with problems with your mother, they keep using different things to destroy what you are gathering. I declare every operation of a devourer that is still going on in your life, it comes to an end tonight. I said it comes to an end tonight. I said it comes to an end tonight. I said it comes to an end tonight. We'll be praying all these prayers tonight. We'll be praying all these prayers tonight. He said that, and when after God has finished with you, and all the nations will call you blessed, may all your family call you blessed, may Otoko call you blessed, may Ghana call you blessed. After the Lord is done with you, announce to somebody by you, after the Lord is done with you, nations will call you blessed. After the Lord has finished his work in your life, nations will call you blessed. Say, nations will call me blessed. After the Lord has finished with Prince, the international community, they will call me a blessed man. They will call me a blessed man. Clap your two hands and say, I am the one. All nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightful land, says the Lord. People will be happy with you. A delightful land. People will be happy with you. You know, when you are when you have money, people are happy with you. When you have money and you appear, then your mother is just flying her cloth like that. Flying her cloth. When you have money and you appear, then the hopeless have hope. Then your family members, they say, okay, we can now start the meeting. Because you have arrived. Because they know that everything you are going to say, money will follow. May you become a celebrated land. May you become a delightful person. May people delight in you. May people celebrate you. May people be happy about you. May your appearance bring joy to the faces of people. May your appearance bring happiness to the hungry, to the dejected. When orphans see you, they'll be happy. When the widows set eyes on you, they'll be happy. When those who don't have money, when they see you, say, ah, and now you who it is, and now you who it is, man, anyone abuele water. I declare, may you be a delightful land. The devil is a liar. Clap your two hands and say, I am changing from misery to a delightful land. I am changing from a depressed person to a delightful person. Clap your two hands and say, my destiny is changing. Are you here with me, somebody? Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Are you following what I'm saying? Are you following what I'm saying? Write this down quickly. Write this down. The blessings of tithing. Write it down quickly. From where we read, Malachi 3, 8 to 12. I'm teaching you 15 minutes. Malachi 3, 8 to 12. I want you to understand that everything God requires of us is for our own benefit. Tell somebody, whatever God asks for from you is for your own good. Tell him, whatever God asks from you is for your own good. There is nothing we give God that benefits God than us. Everything we give God and benefits us is for our own benefits. It benefits us even more than God. Luke 6 verse 38. It says, give, it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto you. So whenever you give anything to God, including your tithe, it is for your own good, because it's like you have invested. It is going to be multiplied and given back to you. May that be your story. I said every tither here, may that be your experience. May you see big, big sums of money coming into your hands without explanation. Amen. Clap your two hands and say, I am the one.
I am the one.
So tithing is a major seed-sowing venture that generates an unimaginable returns. Tithing is something that when you give to God, it brings you profit that is unimaginable. Unimaginable returns. And disobedience to it is able to affect our lives, like we have studied tonight. It's able to affect us. It's able to bring curses. It's able to bring limitation. It's able to bring devourers, destroyers. So that we are working hard, two jobs, three jobs, four jobs, yet there is nothing to write home about because of what? Tithelessness. And if you want to grow old and still be rich and still be sustained financially as a Christian, not as an Illuminati, then look at the tithe. Look at the tithe. For the Illuminati is doing his. Yours is the tithe. So if you want to still grow old and still be a rich person, then look at the tithe. Can I hear an amen? Oh, can I hear an amen? Ask somebody by you, do you want to grow old and be rich? Then don't abandon the tithe. Today you may be doing well, but as to whether you grow old and be rich is dependent on your tithe. Yeah, it's dependent on your tithe. What are the blessings of tithing? Everybody be seated, please. And write this down. It's very important. Write this down. Number one, the blessing of righteousness. The blessing of tithing is the blessing of righteousness. Listen to me. Sit down, please. Aloti, sit down. It's the blessing of what? Righteousness. Righteousness. Now, I want you to understand that there are physical blessings and there are spiritual blessings. Do you understand that? Physical blessings. I'll pray for you before we go, okay? You with the child, Joyce. I have to pray for you, okay? We have physical blessing and we have spiritual blessing. And one of the blessings that tithing brings us is the spiritual blessing, which we call the blessing of righteousness. Everybody say the blessing of righteousness. Malachi chapter 3 verse 8 says, you have robbed me, all of you. In other words, you are thieves because you don't pay your tithes and your offerings. So you are thieves. Now, the blessing of righteousness is a spiritual blessing. It is the blessing that makes you stand right with God. When we say that someone is righteous, we mean that he's having a right standing with God. That's what we mean when we say you are righteous. Right standing with God. Everybody say right standing with God. And anybody who steals from God is not righteous. True or not true? If you understand, lift up your hand. Let me see. How can you be a thief and be righteous? You can't be a thief and be righteous at the same time. You believe that God is the one who helped you to get a job. God is the one who favored you. Not your hard work. Some of you even believe that it's your hard work that is putting food on your table. But what you don't know is that God is the one who giving you the grace. And so for you to deny him of his tithes and offerings, God calls it what? Robbery. And that means that you are disqualified in his sight when it comes to righteousness. Are you getting what I'm saying? And so the first blessing everybody receives as a tither is the blessing of right standing with God. Now, it is your righteous standing with God that helps you to be able to come to God in prayer. Bible says that the righteous shall be as bold as a lion. As I was praying with you, some of you, you could not even pray because you know you were praying from tithing. And you don't pay tithe. And you are praying against devourer, praying against curse, praying against this. And you yourself, you are condemned. If you are not righteous, it means that you are under condemnation. And the enemy is reminding you and telling you that what you are even praying about, you don't qualify. Bible says that righteousness lifts up people, but sin is a reproach. It brings down people.
And that is what? Robbing God. That is stealing, which is also a form of sin. Tithelessness is a form of sin. Else God will not say, you have robbed me. You have struggled to take what is not yours. You have robbed me. If not praying for people as a leader is a sin, then how much more robbing God? So sin is not only fornication. Sin is not only adultery or lying. Sin is also taking what is not yours, which includes taking the tithe. Ask the one by you, do you understand? So there is nobody who is walking in tithelessness that is standing right with God. You are just enjoying the mercy of God, but to how long? For how long? For how long? Before the devourer strikes, for how long? You need to stand right with God. I pray for everybody here that God will reverse you to a right standing with Him. That God will bring you to the place of standing right with Him. May you be over every form of condemnation. I said, may you rise above every form of condemnation. Righteousness means without condemnation. James 4 verse 17. James 4 verse 17 tells us that whatever you know to do, that you do not do is sin unto you. Whatever you know that you don't do, it becomes sin for you. You have been taught about tithing. You have been trained about tithing. God has opened your eyes, and yet you are living in rebellion, in disloyalty, in rejection of God's will and God's way of what? Of doing church and running ministry and blessing His people. When you do that, Bible calls it what? Sin. And so you cannot be right with God. And that brings condemnation to you anytime you stand in prayer. Lift up your brother and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Bible tells us in Proverbs 14 verse 34 that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach. Number two, the blessing of a good conscience. Everybody say good conscience. Oh, say good conscience. I was asking the Lord, Lord, when I, because I'm a tither. My wife is a tither. I asked the Lord, what do I get when I pay tithe? And the Lord started teaching me this. He said, the second thing that you get is just before you get nothing from God. And because you know the truth and you are not practicing it, your mind will judge you. Your conscience will judge you. And so you are praying, but you have no good conscience. You come to church, pastor starts teaching about tithe, you start looking at left and right. You feel all guilty. Because you have told yourself that it's your hard work that brings you money. You have told yourself that you don't need to pay tithes. But I knew somebody who also said that. Who today is on the floor. Bam. Yes. And so I always warn you that if today you are enjoying the mercy of God, even though you are not paying tithes, be very careful. Because it's just a matter of time. Evil conscience. Evil conscience. Bad conscience. Where your mind is judging you because you know you are guilty. It's enough for the devil to attack you. It's enough. It's enough. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Proverbs 28 verse 1. The wicked flee when no one is pursuing them. But the righteous are bold as a lion. The righteous have confidence. But the robber, the thief, the one who doesn't pay tithe, doesn't have confidence towards God. Doesn't have confidence. Unless he doesn't hear any teaching about tithing, he knows he's guilty. And he'll be struggling in his mind, arguing in his mind, challenging in his mind. And that is what guilt, the spirit of guilt and contention in your heart. And as I'm speaking to people like that. There are some of you like that who are seated right in front of me. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 16. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 16. It said, having a good conscience. Everybody, may you have a good conscience. Tell the one by you, have a good conscience. Try hard. Say, what dream you better? Say, un dinamika. say, it's like somebody who is fornicating. He will never have a good conscience. Oba so now preach about fornication, pastor Ihuana, pastor Tiana. So if he doesn't preach about tithe, somebody said, I think that they have reported me to pastor. What you have is a bad conscience. What you have is what? A bad conscience. Peter says that make sure that you have good conscience. That you are obeying God. So that the devil will not stop your prayer. Because bad conscience will let the devil stop your prayer. Bad conscience will not let you have confidence before God. Acts 24 verse 16. This being so, I myself always strive to have a conscience without offense towards God and men. Paul says that I fight hard to have a good conscience that will not be condemned before God. That will not be condemned. How do you feel when you remember that you don't pay tithe? How do you feel when you hear the teachings of tithe? You start arguing. You start defending. You start excusing yourself. You start saying somebody has reported you. You start challenging. Some of you can't even, I'm preaching our tithe, you can't even look at me. I'm the one by you. Why are you not looking straight? Why are you not looking straight? It is because of a bad conscience. Tell the person, you have a bad conscience. That's why. A bad conscience. Because of a bad conscience. Paul says that I strive. Charlie, sometimes the money you are using for the tithe, you would have used it for something. So you have to strive so that you don't owe God. So that the devil will not get something to stand on. It's amazing that we are in a church where the people who are counting money, they don't pay tithe. Yeah, the people who are counting money, they don't pay tithe. How will such a person have good conscience? The person who count the money and say that, oh, conform to Africa, but the person doesn't pay tithe. Some of them even compiled the list of those who didn't pay tithe, but they don't pay tithe. Yeah. There are people who are beneficiaries of what tithing is doing in the church. They are beneficiaries. But they don't pay tithe. They are beneficiaries. They are the tithe in a show. They are the tithe in a boy. They are the tithe in a show. They are the tithe in a boy. They are the tithe in a AC men's school. They are the tithe in a property to be a men's school. They are all enjoying it, but they don't pay tithe. They condemn tithe. It's a bad conscience. Amen. Bad conscience. Should I continue? Number three, the blessing of divine partnership. Say divine partnership. The blessing of divine. Oh yeah, it's true. What I said, you don't like it. It's true. The beneficiaries of the tithe in the church, they speak against tithe. They advise people against tithe. The people who are beneficiaries of the tithe. The people who are enjoying something about the tithing that is being used to do something, to help people. They are beneficiaries, or their relatives are beneficiaries. They even speak ill about the tithe when the pastor is sacrificing the tithe. They speak ill. It's not the pastor eating, no. He's using it to help them. Amen. Number three, the blessing of divine partnership for kingdom advancement. The blessing of divine partnership for kingdom advancement. One of the blessings you get for being a tither is the blessing for kingdom advancement, that you are partnering with God. Listen, every church, as you already know, belongs to God and represents God and is teaching the ways of God. And God is building the church. God is helping his people. God is pushing people. God is assisting. God is building chapels. God is doing so many things in the church with the resources, the tithes that come into the church. If you join those who are paying tithes, you have partnered with God to build more churches. to plant more churches, to take care of more missionaries, to send more people. Do you understand? To be able to finish the church building, to be able to do all the people that we are assisting in the church, all the people that we are helping, all the projects that we are undertaking, you are able to what, partner with God to do it. Now, when you do that, you have become a partner with God. I pray that from today, may you be a real partner with God. It's a blessing. Is it not a blessing? It's a blessing to know that what God is doing, I'm part of it. It's a blessing. Know that what God is doing, I'm part of it. Like, it's a blessing. Like, you see what God has done, and you're like, praise God, that my tithe is part. I'm a kingdom promoter. I'm a kingdom servant. Ask the one by you, are you a partner with God? Partner with God. Because a lot of us, we are in the church, but we are not partners with God. We don't support anything. We don't join anything. We don't support anything. We don't join anything. We are not partners with God. And on top of it, our tithes, we don't pay. And so there's limited resources. So a lot of things cannot be done for the children of God and for the house of God. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. Bible says that bring all the tithes so that there will be resources in the house of God. That's what pays the bills. That's what pays the rent. How did we come here? We came here through money. We are from the classroom. We came here. And it was through money. And it's the tithes. Tithes is like 80% of the resources that run the church. Offering is just 20%. So the real helpers of the church, the real partners of God, are those who are faithful tithe payers. And they are the reason why we have been able to rent this place for about 5 years now. We are still here. They are the reasons why we have been able to run the church. We have been able to sponsor people. We have been able to take care of people. We have been able to assist people. We have been able to intervene in hospital bills for people. They are the reason why. They are the reason why we are able to build. They are the reason why we are able to be paying men's homes once more. They are the reason why we are able to do whatever that we are doing. And other branches and other things that we are running. It's called a tithe. Say the tithe. And so when you are a tither, you are a kingdom promoter. Lift up your right hand and say, from today, I will be a kingdom promoter. I'll be a good one. See, I'll be a good one. That's why he said that, so that there will be resources in the church. That's why I'll not lie to you that when you bring tithe, we throw it to heaven. We don't throw your tithe to heaven. I said that you gave your money to God. Where did you see God? You went to give it to pastor. We don't throw the money to God to catch. No. Where you brought the prayer, that's where we bring the tithe. And when it comes as a resources, we use it to run the church. And the blessings now comes upon you. And one of the blessings is that spiritually, these are spiritual blessings, so I'm not talking about money. Spiritual blessing that you get is that you walk about knowing that you are a kingdom partner. You become very important to God. God will not sit down for you to die. God will not sit down for evil to happen to you. God will not sit down for evil to happen to your business and to your job. God will always have something to do about you. Even when the devil attacks you, God will always come through for you because you are a partner. He needs your tithe in order to push the church. Clap your two hands for the Lord. It's a security. The reason why I know I can never go down is because I'm a tither. The reason why I know that my wife will never go down, God will keep increasing and opening doors for her, is because she's a tither. It's a security. Say, it's a security. It's a security. Otherwise, some of you, where you would have found yourself by now, if not because you pay tithe, where you have found yourself by now, is not what you are even talking about. Yeah. It's not even what you are talking about. Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 10 to 14. I want all of us to read together. Let's all read together. Now, let's all read. Please, everybody be upstanding. And let's read. Everyone should be upstanding. And let's read. One go. Let's all, we are reading to verse 14 quickly. One go. I also discovered that the Levites had not been given their prescribed portions of food. So they and the singers who were to conduct the worship services had all returned to work in their own fields. Haven't I taught you this scripture? I think I've taught you this scripture some couple of days ago or so. So the church had left. This Nehemiah's time. Nehemiah had come to save Israel, like Jerusalem. And he's rebuilding the wall. And he realized that they have stopped going to church. They have locked the chapel. Like the way a lot of churches in Europe have been locked. Because nobody is supporting them again. They don't pay tithes again. So they have sold it to discotheques and to mosques. Muslims have bought churches. And they are sponsoring their kingdom. And we have polluted our people. And they are not giving the tithes. So the churches are being sold to discotheques, pubs, and to Muslims for them to run mosques. Say, have mercy, Lord. It will never happen to us in Ghana. Because we will continue to teach the right thing. Yeah, we'll not be afraid of anybody. We'll teach the right thing. Nehemiah was bringing them back to God. And look at what Nehemiah did. I also discovered that the Levites, and I thought who the Levites are. They are the workers in the church. The full-time workers. Once you're a full-time worker of the church, you're a Levite. And I also discovered that the Levites had not been given their prescribed portions of food. So they and the singers or musicians, they had left the worship. And then they returned to their own fields. Verse 11. I immediately confronted the leaders. Look at Nehemiah. I immediately confronted the leaders and demanded, why has the temple of God been neglected? Ask the one by you, why have you neglected the temple of God? Why is it that when you take your salary on your budget, there is no tithe that goes to the church? There's no tithe on your budget. You have prepaid. You have water bill. You have school fees. You have everything. Your children's whatever. Refreshment. Their snack. You have everything. TNT. The only thing you don't have is respect for God. You don't have your tithes that you are using to promote God's work. Do you have tithe on your budget? Ask the one by, do you have tithe on your budget? Lizzie, do you have tithe on your budget? Do you have tithe on your budget? Amos, do you have tithe on your budget? Lydia, do you have tithe on your budget? Do you have tithe on your budget? Do you have tithe on your budget? If you don't have tithe on your budget, you are the one I'm talking about. Mabodin Namafrel. I'm talking about tight on your budget. You don't have tight on your budget. I'm talking to you. I came to talk to you. Daddy came to talk to me. You are the one I came to talk to. Not a stranger. I would have preached it outside on the street. You don't have tight on your budget. If I'm lying, bring your budget out and let's see. I can show you my budget on my phone. When I take my salary, my income, I can show you my budget. The first thing you see deducted under expenses is tight. Before any other thing will come. For me and my house, I know God will bless us because we are tithing. Me, I know. I don't know about you, so you are on your own. I immediately confronted the leaders. Why have you neglected the church? Then I called all the Levites back. He went round, invited all the Levites, come, and restored them to their proper duties. Made them stop the farming and brought them back that they should come and play, they should come and sing, they should come and play, they should come and preach and do their work in the church. They should not run away. This January, I called Livingston, he's the office assistant, and I told him, go and look for a new job. He said, oh no, daddy, I don't. I said, no, go and look for a new job, I can't pay you anymore. There's no money. All the money is going to the building. I'm zero. I can't pay you. The people don't pay tithes, so there's no money. So go and look for another job. They still say you will not go. He's still here. Sometimes I have to be tipping him small, small, because I know he doesn't have money. What we give him is too small. So I am driving people away. Pastor Cole wanted to work. I said no. Pastor Collins wanted to work. I said no. All the pastors wanted to be on full time, even Pastor Solo, who is currently trying to do full time. I pushed him to work, sir. I pushed other Charles to work. That's why you see him in Accra. Pastor Jonah is not here because he's working. I'm sure maybe he has a deadline. He would have been here because he normally comes. But you see that he couldn't come. All your pastors cannot be praying for you because they are working. They cannot gather. We cannot spend the whole day going house to house, witnessing, praying, praying, witnessing, so that the church can grow at the speed God wants it to go. We have to use the system we are using because people don't pay their tithes. Then I called all the Levites back and restored them to their duties. God is restoring us in Jesus' name. I said, God is restoring us in Jesus' name. Verse 12. And once more, all the people of Judah began bringing their tithes of grain, new wine, olive oil to the temple storeroom. After Nehemiah confronted them, like I'm confronting you. Do you feel like I'm confronting you? If you don't know, then I've announced to you, I'm confronting you. Maybe a pair on top. It will be for an ampe. Yes. I've done well. I've been able to make you know that bad conscience. Yes. Because if you are not guilty, send a book. Nehemiah was not afraid. If you are a man of God, you must not be afraid to speak the truth. You are my sons and daughters. I pray for you. And I'm telling you that your future can be limited without tithe. I'm just telling you the truth. I told somebody, didn't believe it. I'm telling you. Don't wait for it to happen to you practically before you remember that daddy warned you. Your future is not guaranteed without tithe. I'm telling you. You think those that are doing well, do you know what people have consulted? Do you know where people would have gotten to? If they were tithing, it's not the level they are. I'm telling you. A lot of you, the level you are, you'd have gone far if you had added tithing. Not that thing you put your hand in your pocket and give, real tithe. Where you calculate your salary and you give. Not the one you just dip your hand in your pocket and give some 10 Ghana, some 20 Ghana. Where you know it's not true. That's some of you, your problem. Who think you are tithing? Finish the scripture. So he restored the tithe. He confronted them and restored the tithe to the temple. And what happened? I assigned supervisors for the storeroom. That's the account session. That's why I have accounts unit. People who can, I don't manage the money. I have the accounts unit. They manage the money. I assigned accountants or supervisors to the storeroom. And then you mention some of them, their name. Shelemiah, the priest. Zadok, the scribe. Pidiah, one of the Levites, and I appointed Hanan, son of Zakkur, and grandson of Mattaniah, as their assistant accountants. These men had an excellent reputation. They were not thieves. You'll be in trouble if you hand over your money to a thief. Your tithe is small, and the thief too will steal it. Amen. Amen. These men had an excellent reputation. They had an excellent reputation. And it was their job to make honest distributions to their fellow Levites. It was their job to divide the money and make sure that every Levite gets some. Amen. So this is tithing. Can you see tithing? The last verse. Then he said, everybody read it, one go. Everybody. Everybody. If you are sitting there, you are not sick, get up. Everybody read it, one go. Remember this good deed, oh my God, and do not forget all that I have faithfully done for the temple of my God and its services. Wow. One day God will remember what you have done for the temple. One day God will remember how I had to have a strong face to face the people who accuse me and still teach them the right thing. God will remember it. May God remember me. So people who restore tithes, people who make the tithes work, people who pay their tithes, in times of difficulty, you can pray this prayer. Remember me, O God, and forget not all that I have done for your temple, for I'm a tither. Clap your two hands for me. Sit down. Number 4, the blessing of divine access. The blessing of divine access. Malachi 3 verse 10. When you are a tither, or when you tithe, you get divine access. Just say, you are able to access God. He says, I will open the windows of heaven for you. I pray for 50 people here who are tithers, that this month of March, your heavens are going to open. Your heavens are going to open. And that is where whatever you touch becomes fruitful. Yeah. Because you have divine access. When you lift up your voice, God hears you. God, the heavens are open. God is able to speak to you and direct you like Jesus. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. God is able to speak to you. Some of you, God has stopped speaking to you because you have no access. Because you are an armed robber. You are robbing the tithe. You are a thief. But God says that when you pay tithe, one of the spiritual blessings is that you have access. Say access. That's where Nehemiah can pray. Remember me, O God, and don't forget what I have done. Don't forget the restoration of the tithe to your house. Don't forget it. The blessings of divine access. Number 5, the blessings of preservation and sustenance of wealth. As for blessing, God has blessed you some. God has given you something. At least you are working. At least you are getting something. At least you are going somewhere. At least you are doing something. So as for the blessing, God has blessed you some. But the preservation of what you have and the sustenance. Say, at the end of it, that one you are not guaranteed. That one you are not guaranteed. Your physical security is what you are doing as net. Your spiritual security is what you do in tight. That's your spiritual security. Are you getting what I'm saying? Hello, are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah. So, when you pay tithe, you get the blessing of preservation. May God preserve your business. May the devil not be able to wipe out your business. No matter the attack that will be leveled against you, may God deliver and preserve you. If your amen is loud, the Lord will preserve you. 2025, the Lord will protect you. He will protect your finances. He will protect your business. He will protect your children. He will protect your health. He will preserve you in all you do. Clap your hands and say, preserve me, Lord. Malachi 3 verse 11, he said, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. That means I will protect you. Me, ma, destroy and unsay, unubai. In the village, when they do a plant, then they put a scarecrow. Do you know scarecrow? How many of you know scarecrow? You can't scarecrow, only scarecrow. Omuye fua, no maye, amagan wuhu binom de sim. Nebi omudin kushan kushibi anase. Danger, danger, viati train. Etu huna ose, haya ye dro, odo sako kampe ome ka. Odo saka, jene ni penawaka. Scarecrow. The scarecrow is what, and sometimes, you know, it scares grass cutter and other animals from the farm. Oh, you know that I know a little farming too. It scares some grass cutter and some people, so they will not come and chew. Now, in the spirit, Titan is your scarecrow. It is what can drive out the enemy from attacking your business. It is what can preserve your health. That sickness that can make you waste all your money. It's what can preserve your money. That nothing wastes your money. May that be your portion. May God preserve your wealth. May God preserve your finances. For example, Jacob, in Genesis chapter 28, verse 20, Jacob woke up from the dream. He said, oh God, go with me and preserve me and protect me. I'll give you all the tithes of whatever you give me. I'll give you all the tithes of whatever you give me. And truly to God preserved him. Laban couldn't kill him. Laban couldn't finish him. May your enemies never be able to finish you. Lift up your right and say, my enemies can't finish me. Say, my enemies can't finish me. And then number 6, finally, the blessings of increase of wealth. When you pay tithe, you get the blessings of increase. He said, I'll open the windows of heaven and I'll pour a blessing. Malachi 3:10, a blessing upon you, a blessing upon you, a blessing upon you, a blessing upon you, that you will not have enough account to keep it. It's the blessings of the Lord that makes one rich, not hard work. I'm telling you today. Because one problem can happen to your company, your hard work cannot save you. One problem can happen to where you work, your hard work cannot save you. They will uproot you like the tube of yam. Yeah. So it's not your hard work. It is the favor of God that gave you the job. And it's the favor of God that is keeping you where you are. And so you must be a faithful tither, so that what you have will increase. That money will increase. I prophesy over every hand here. May every money in your hands begin to increase. May your salary increase. May your jobs increase. May your opportunities increase. May the wealth you command increase. May whatever you are in charge of, may it increase. From today, you will not go down. You will not be a victim of stealing, a victim of robbery. The Lord will preserve your account. The Lord will preserve your job. The Lord will preserve you against fire. The Lord will preserve you against thieves. The Lord will preserve you against any kind of evil. And the Lord will increase you. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Example is Abraham. Genesis 14, 18 to 20. Abraham paid tithes to Melchizedek. And then Genesis 24, verse 35, Bible says that the Lord has blessed my master Abraham. Silver, gold, livestock. So Abraham's wealth didn't reduce. It kept increasing because it was preserved through tithing. God blessed him in chapter 12. And then chapter 14, he paid tithes and Melchizedek preserved him. And chapter 24, more blessings. May that be your story. I said, may that be your story. So three ways to pay your tithe properly. One, tithe faithfully. Make sure you calculate. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2. Be faithful. Make sure it's a tithe, you know. What's the sin? Bonus nearby and what's the sin? Salary nearby and what's the sin? Then you put it together. Then you give it to God. It is not your money. And I'm not sorry to tell you. I'm not afraid to tell you. It's not your money. It is God's seed in your fruit. It is the seed God gave you to plant in your fruit. Number two, tithe consistently. Pay your tithe consistently. Don't pay today, tomorrow when chia, and then when chia, it's not ready. It doesn't work that way. You must be consistent. Psalm 126 verse 6. He that goes about bearing precious seeds is consistency. Because you are not doing it consistently. But consistently. So if you consistently pay, and I say January wait here, February day wait, March wait here, August day wait, it doesn't work that way. Then finally, tithe patiently. Hebrews 10:36. Bible says that after you have done the will of God, wait here with tithe, you know, abana wait here, and I say ne uchiya tithe, and you call ya na boom sikava. It doesn't work that way. It can happen, but it doesn't work that way. It works over a period of time. Look at the Jews. It's Abraham about half of them are Jews. America, Israel, India, because Israel for you musica, Jew for no musica free America. Majority of them are Jews. Why? Because they have a certain habit from Abraham. So now, it's the habit of what? Tithing. May all these blessings of tithing locate you, catch up with you, and overtake you. May you have testimonies of tithing you will share. I said, may you have testimonies of tithing you will share. And may God give you a new miracle for Sunday. As you step out of this place, you are stepping out of trouble, out of financial hardship, and you are returning with a testimony, a new job, a new opportunity, a promotion, a change of salary. God is coming your way. Whatever you have lost is coming back in sevenfold. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Clap your two hands and rise up to your feet.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543 248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.